I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Now is the time to give your feedback on South by Southwest. Austin City officials are holding their first ever public input session on the festival. Over the next week, three city departments will listen to your input, then compile it all into a report for City Council. The Public Safety Commission meets Monday afternoon at 4, the Austin Music Commission at noon on Tuesday, and the Urban Transportation Department May 13th at 6 p.m. All meetings will be held in the Boards and Commissions Room at Austin City Hall. Want to buy Willie Nelson's crew bus? Well, you snooze, you lose. Back in 2010, East Texan Tom O'Leary purchased the bus on eBay, quoting here, on a whim. It belonged to Willie's longtime drummer Paul English and featured a drawing of an eagle on the back, red velvet curtains, and stained glass windows. O'Leary refurbished the bus and then over the weekend put it up for sale on Craigslist. And the bus sold in less than a day for, according to Rolling Stone, more than $80,000. Summer brings a whole bunch of festivities to Austin, and one of those is the Scootinanny. On Saturday, June 14th, the annual fest returns to the historic Scoot Inn. In case you didn't know, the once railroad saloon at 4th and Navasota has been around for about 143 years. That's back when ice was a luxury, and beer came in jugs. History lessons aside, this year's Scoot features a sampling of Texas's indie electronic scene, with Neon Indian, Octopus Project, Night Drive, Black and White Years, Orthy, and Bagheera all performing. With the Austin Music Experience, I'm Tyler Pratt.